Greetings, my name is Jason Tran, and I'm here today addressing a marginalized group of society, psychopaths. I believe that psychopaths are viewed as outcasts, or less than members of society, and are neglected in terms of medical help. To begin with, a psychopath drowns in a pool of antipathy, which is a metaphor explaining how psychopaths only have self-love. Psychopathy is a behavioral disorder that can be genetically inherited or developed because of your surroundings. When a person is diagnosed with psychopathy, they are said to lack conscience and empathy, and is self-centered and narcissistic. It is a disease that controls their mental, and the control manipulates them into believing the certain inhumane actions they execute to be appropriate. In society, most psychopaths usually find home in prisons, where they are not considered a threat. They are discriminated against, shunned from many places for their unusual and uncontrollable behavior, and even if they reform during their time in prison, they are never really looked at the same after they are released. Many are even abandoned by their families because of the liability of having a psychopath is too much, leaving the individual lonely and lost, contributing another factor that may worsen their disease. The thing that the government and police do not understand is that the psychopaths do not feel emotions nearly as strongly as regular humans do. So prison time does not benefit them at all. Instead, I believe an increase in mental facilities around the US would allow for psychopaths to safely rehabilitate while being monitored for progress by doctors or trained professionals. This would allow these ill people to have more personal rehabilitation that would profit them more going into the future. How would we accomplish such task? Government funding could be a solution. The government could take money from taxes and use it to invest in health institutes for its citizens that need the most help. A new field of study specializing in the study of psychopathy could come into play and participate in these government-funded hospitals and learn more in order to help our fellow mentally unstable peers. With the help and support of all humans, psychopaths can slowly but surely find a place in today's society.